T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's start with the governor making plenty of announcements over the weekend, impacting a number of businesses area-wide, but also talking about a new plan on stopping the spread of COVID. Aaron Katursky is joining us live now. Aaron, new strategy targeting what the governor calls micro clusters. I mean, he said it's going block by block, street by street. How exactly does that work?
He also said, Brian, that it's exhausting, but it's effective because what they're trying to do is home in on specific neighborhoods where there might be a cluster of cases, not just a zip code, not even an area or a zone, as he tried to define it last time, targeting in some cases street by street. And the idea is to impact that particular section, but leave the rest of the neighborhood alone so that you don't cripple businesses. Remember, so much of the governor's plans had come under criticism from local leaders, saying that it was, you know, almost random that if you hit an entire zip code, that doesn't account for parts of that zip code where COVID may not be an issue. So the governor is trying to home in on micro clusters, surge testing capacity, public service awareness. A lot of this is still happening in ultra-Orthodox neighborhoods of Brooklyn and Queens, and also Orange and Rockland County north of the city, but in different pockets around the state where he says the strategy can be effective.
Hey, you'd be able to give us a better picture of this being in New York City, and you mentioned those ultra-Orthodox neighborhoods. We've certainly mentioned them over the past couple of weeks with how this has impacted that area. But, you know, here in Buffalo, I'm thinking street by street, neighborhood by neighborhood. You know, where I live, I think where most people around here live in this end of the state, you could carve out our entire block and say that if for some reason there was a higher percentage of positive tests in our block, and we're all going to different grocery stores, different restaurants, maybe even different days of school, depending on, you know, what letter your last name begins with over here. The block by block thing, is that more of a city minded type of enforcement? Because it seems like on a street level, I don't know, you might have more in common or do more similar things in New York City than elsewhere in the state.
It might be. And, you know, and look, because you don't want to shut down, if you can help it, you want to shut down as few schools as possible, as few businesses as possible to try and contain an outbreak. But, you know, in an area where you are, Brian, if as you say, there's five grocery stores and people go to five different places or five different schools, we're not sure it's going to be as effective. But I think what the goal is maximum effectiveness in a particular area without impacting, you know, with impacting as small a part of that area as possible. But at the same time, you know, the governor is saying, look, movie theaters outside of New York can open with 25% capacity, up to 50 people per screen in counties that are below the 2% threshold on a 14-day positivity average. He's also talking about ski resorts that can open. So, you know, gradually it's kind of a push-pull. Target the areas, but open up even more of the economy now.
Aaron, thanks so much. It's Aaron Katursky joining us live this morning from New York City.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.